Laughlin here in Ottawa at the Farm Service Agency, welcoming you to the USDA report for this week. Well, June is almost over, which brings us to the mid-year point of 2017. Hard to believe that half the year is gone already. Here in Audubon County, the crops are looking good in most areas. Rains have been a bit varying during June. Some areas not getting near what other areas are, but the crops still look very good. So we're off to a good start. Well, we are now getting down to crunch time for those 2017 acreage reports to be completed at the FSA offices. July 15th is always the final date to certify crops. However, this year, as the 15th falls on a Saturday, the deadline continues till the end of the day on the following Monday, July 17th. As the reports must match your crop insurance provider's report, generally producers make their certification acres at the FSA office first and then take a copy of that report to their crop insurance agent. Producers must certify the usage of all cropland acres on their farms to be eligible for Ag Risk Coverage, or ARC, Price Loss Coverage, PLC programs, as well as the Livestock Forage Disaster, Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance, CRP, and any of you who might plan to be sealing grain this fall utilizing a market assistance loan. So remember the date, July 15th. It is always a good idea to call ahead at your FSA office and make an appointment, but especially for the certification process, as we have a lot of them in the hopper that we're trying to complete at this time. The phone number here in Audubon is 712-563-4261, extension 2. Or if you need more info on this, you can visit FSA's website at www.fsa.usda.gov. For those CRP producers, remember to keep an eye on those CRP acres for invasion of noxious weeds. If your CRP is less than 2 years into its seeding period, you may generally perform any maintenance as you determine is needed without permission from the FSA office first. But if it is greater than 2 years of age, you should contact your FSA office, obtain the authorization prior to controlling the weeds. Canada and musk thistles are a prime example of weeds that need to be controlled, and they've become very fluent at this time. So give us a call if you have any questions or if you need authorization, and we can generally take care of most of it over the phone. It is that time of year again for producers in the various local administrative areas in their counties to make nominations for the county committee election. In Audubon County, producers in the local administrative area number 1, which includes Greeley, Audubon, Exira, and Oakfield townships, may participate in that nomination process for this year. Nominees will need to fill out the form FSA 669A and return it to our FSA office by August 1st, 2017. Nominations may be for one of your neighbors within that LAA where they have their farming operation, or you may consider it yourself and self-nominate yourself as a nominee for the county committee election. In any case, be sure that person is willing to commit to serve a 3-year term if they are elected. For more information, clarification on any of FSA programs, always feel free to contact your FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, that phone number, 563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates, and have a fun and safe 4th of July.